Welcome to a podcast of Beyond the Book, a presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center. Copyright Clearance Center is the world's largest provider of copyright compliance solutions through a wide range of innovative licensing services and comprehensive educational programs for authors, publishers, and their audiences in academia, business, and research institutions. For more information about Beyond the Book and Copyright Clearance Center, please go to www.beyondthebook.com.
Welcome again to a program and our reporting from the Publishers Association of the West, PubWest Annual Conference, which is being held this year, November 2009, in Portland. Joining me is Dennis Stovall, who is the publisher for a very unusual publishing company, Ooligan Press. Dennis, do tell us, where is Ooligan Press based? And I think that's the way to tell us what it's about.
Ooligan Press is the laboratory for a graduate program in book publishing at Portland State University. It's a seven-year-old program, actually entering its eighth year, has 80 graduate students, and the purpose of the program is actually to give people who are entering the profession a broad, generalist understanding of all of the elements of the division of labor.
Well, okay, that's your pitch, but really I have to ask you, why would anybody go to school to learn publishing? Back in the day, I know I did some of this, you came out of school, you finished school, you were happy to be done with school, and then you went to work as an editorial assistant. Who are the kinds of people who are going to school for this master's program, and why are they choosing to do so?
Well, a majority of them actually come out of the sort of background that you just mentioned. They were English majors, they were writing majors, and they decide at the end of their undergraduate careers that they need to find some way to make a living with that particular degree, and it's not always easy. And traditionally, as you noted, that people came into the industry and bootstrapped their way along by getting a job, getting in the door. My feeling was that if people had a strong understanding of all of the elements of publishing, they would be in a much richer position for employment in places other than the big publishing houses, other places where they might need to wear one hat or two hats in order to actually satisfy the needs of the business.
Which exactly are the kind of publishers that are attracted to join groups like PubWest and others? And the way that technology is evolving, it's making that smaller press much more viable than it was in the past. But as you say, it does require people who have a range of skills.
Not only a range of skills, but I think an understanding of their own strengths and weaknesses. Because it's not just knowing how all of the things work, it's knowing what you can do well and what you really need to rely on others' expertise to complete.
Now, somebody who, like myself, with a background in journalism, might want to make the change at a point, you know, mid-career, if you will, from the journalism to book publishing. Do you find people coming to you at that point in life and looking to change the direction of the career or who just want to change careers entirely?
Well, actually, all of those are the case. I think that there's a significant number of people who are middle-aged, slightly younger than I am, who are in the process of changing careers. And then there are a group of people in their 40s, predominantly women, whose children have gone back to school, who are trying to make use of the degrees they got in their early 20s. And they see publishing as an opportunity. So they want to have the complete overview. They don't want to start from scratch as basically interns at the lowest rungs in some company, and they really need a map in order to find their way in.
But the point to mention, people can't see it, but they can go online, and do tell us what the URL is in a moment. But you're a real publisher. You publish books. This isn't just pretend.
No, you're right. It is not pretend. In fact, the students in the program are organized into work groups around the ordinary division of labor. They're responsible for everything from the acquisition of the incoming manuscripts, you know, the vetting of them and the proposals, to assigning the editorial functions to other people in their work groups, then doing the design, the marketing, and finally the sales. The press has national trade distribution through Ingram Publisher Services, and it means that the students' work is really right out there on display, and their responsibility to the authors is a constant pressure for responsibility to the work. Makes it actually a pretty high-pressure graduate student environment. People take it very seriously.
And can you tell us about any of your graduates, what kind of work they've gone on to do?
Yes, I can. We've been cataloging this for our own sake, but we have two who are now in German publishing. We have one who's been publishing in Kuala Lumpur. We have another who has recently gone to Britain in publishing. We have one at the University of Nebraska Press quite recently. We have probably 20 employed in publishing houses in Oregon right now. Perhaps another 20 have started their own publishing firms or publishing service-related firms, including three literary agencies.
Well, that's fascinating because the audience that we draw on for Beyond the Book includes all those kinds of people. And I thought talking with you might spark some thought in them that really, you know, might take them to a new turn in the career. And that would be very exciting for them.
I agree. I mean, I found when I got into this that I had no idea beforehand the complexity of the collaboration that's necessary to really do a book well. I mean, we can publish. We can certainly put ink on paper or words into the digital environment, but that's not the same thing as developing a work, delivering it appropriately to the right audience. And learning all of that requires more than just a simple internship. So this is a way for people who have a real love of the word and a desire to be part of the industry to make the career changes that will allow them to actually draw a tremendous amount of pleasure out of their next career.
Well, as we can hear with the laughter in the background, publishing conferences are hardly quiet, dry events, and I want to thank you for your time. But before we go, I was reading in the background about Ooligan Press that there's an interesting tale behind the name. Tell us that.
Oh, yes. Ooligan is the word, it's the North Coast Native American word, Chinook jargon word, for the common smelt, which is also known as the candlefish because it, when dry, it was burnable. You could render out of that an oil, which the Native Americans did for over 1,000 years and used as a trade commodity from the Pacific coast all the way to the Great Plains and the Great Lakes. When the word crossed the continental divide, it went from the Chinook jargon, which had an L, to the Athabascan jargon, which replaced the L with an R, turning it into Oregon, which for Western European trappers and traders was a sense of destination and wealth both. Probably referred to the Simon River Valley in Canada, but or the Fraser River Valley in Canada. But in fact, the term made such a tremendously rich fish story that when it was presented to me by the graduate students as we cast about for a name for the press, it seemed like it locked in notions of diversity, cultural history, and place. And it also sounded like Ooligan.
Well, it's a wonderful name. I appreciate your time. Dennis, thank you very much for joining me for Beyond the Book.
My pleasure.
Dennis Stovall is an assistant professor and coordinator of publishing curriculum at Portland State University. Ooligan Press is a master's in writing program within the Department of English there. They're online at ooligan.pdx.edu. My name is Chris Keneally. Thank you for joining us here at PubWest's annual conference and another episode of Beyond the Book.
Beyond the Book is an educational presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center, with conferences and seminars featuring leading authors and editors, publishing analysts, and information technology specialists. Beyond the Book is the premier source for knowledge on the latest business issues facing today's dynamic publishing industry, from initial research to final publication and beyond.